Standing at the cafeteria serving line at Russell Regional Hospital, the frozen yogurt machine humming in the background, Administrator Harold Curtois is enthusiastic about the Healthy Kansas Hospitals initiative.
Well, because we feel like as a healthcare institution, we should be following what we tell people to do.
Curtois admits they have not always done that in the past. Before he signed the Healthy Kansas Hospitals pledge, the cafeteria serving line featured a lot more foods that don't meet the nutritional guidelines.
You would find all kinds of cakes and pies and things that are really high in fat and a lot higher in calories. So we're trying to provide a better option, maybe not the perfect option.
Among the changes, if you'll pardon the expression, they've beefed up the salad bar. It now offers a variety of leafy greens that are packed with far more nutrients than iceberg lettuce. Fried foods are still available sometimes, but there's always a healthier grilled or baked option. But Curtois emphasizes that word, option.
I just hate mandated healthy options. What we should do is educate people and urge them to do it.
One thing that's not optional, though, is portion sizes.
We bought smaller plates, and at first everybody complained, and now it's the norm. And it used to be people filled the big plates full. Now they fill the small plates full, but there's much less food.
As a result, the hospital has been able to hold meal prices at about $5, even though the price of food has gone up. Meanwhile, back in the kitchen, a large stock pot is at full boil. One of the cooks, Teresa Ader, is stirring the contents.
Making my beef a little more tender here. Beef and noodles, so.
Dietary manager Sarah DePisi concedes that there are certain compromises that have to be made, especially with the elderly patients in the long-term care unit upstairs. I notice a large plastic bag of macaroni that will soon be added to the soup stock.
I don't believe that's whole grain
macaroni.
It is
not whole grain macaroni.
Why not?
Well, there's still some things that we have to do in order to keep our patients happy. They're a meat and potatoes community upstairs.
Meanwhile, the healthier meal options in the cafeteria are starting to catch on with the hospital staff and visitors. But DePisi says it's a gradual process.
It's really hard to make people change their ways and to go from the more fulfilling, hearty, home-style meals to kale and peppers and really bright, vibrant vegetables and fruits. All we can do is show them and hope that they make the better choice.
The changes have even created a new, albeit small, line of business for the hospital. DePisi says several members of Russell's business community have started showing up for lunch. That reinforces dietitian Linda Yarrow's view that over time, people will come to appreciate having healthier food options. Yarrow teaches nutrition at Kansas State University.
The public is becoming more and more aware because they know that obesity and overweight is a problem. Everybody can name somebody that's got diabetes or high blood pressure. And I am seeing people becoming more interested in about maybe what can I do as a preventive measure instead of waiting till they're diagnosed.
The changes go beyond the hot meals served at hospitals. They're also making an effort to include healthier options among the snacks and drinks that are available at all hours. In some cases, they're even rearranging the lineup of snacks and drinks in vending machines to give unsweetened drinks, for example, the prime real estate. Yarrow says it will be a very gradual process, but she thinks educating the public and leading by example can ultimately make a difference. Josh Mosier thinks so too. He's heading the Healthy Hospitals Initiative, and he says he can already see some momentum. 77 of Kansas's 126 hospitals have pledged to review their food and beverage policies. I'm Brian Thompson.